Police unions are taking on the ACLU. Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show on AM 770 KTTH. There's a new website that has been set up, ACLU-watch.com. The ACLU Watch allows you to find out exactly how the ACLU is, in their words, defending the indefensible. They are supporting hate groups and sexual offenders, but they're also weakening public safety. They have a cool map that you're able to click on so you can find out exactly how this is all unfolding. Here in Washington State, the Seattle Police Officers Guild is backing this move. Joining me on the line is the president of SPOG, Officer Mike Solon. Welcome back to the show.
Jason, happy to be here. Thanks for spotlighting this. I think it's a significant issue for not only just us locally, but nationally.
Why? What is the ACLU doing?
Well, number one, we all know what the ACLU has done in the past, right? That they were a strong defender of the nation's First Amendment. We know that they would take unpopular clients on, and because it was preventing censorship and protecting the freedom of expression, basically the First Amendment. But now they've completely pivoted to a radicalized group, in my opinion, and in other police unions' perspectives and their opinions, is that they're now protecting and expanding the rights of sex offenders, murderers and thieves, and grotesque child molesters, while they're attempting to curtail the rights of the victims who are seeking justice. So yeah. Now police unions, we're recognizing this, and our group, United Coalition of Public Safety, which is a national group of major police unions across this nation, have had enough, because we're seeing the ACLU venturing into radical policies of such bail reform, and we're seeing how public safety is now degraded because of the bail reform craziness that's sweeping across our nation.
That to me is the most important part here. You mentioned with the context, everyone has rights. Supremacists have rights. Child molesters have basic rights. However, the ACLU is defending them and defending criminals at large while making it more unsafe for everybody else. And the cash bail reform laws are a really good example of that. You have time after time actual criminals, many cases prolific criminals, dangerous criminals, not getting high bail or any bail whatsoever, just released back into the community for them to recommit. And it's in large part due to the activism coming not just from the ACLU, but obviously coming from the left.
100%. Your words really encapsulated what they're doing. And I think reasonable people across this nation need to be told how radical the ACLU has become. And the stories that we're seeing out of major cities, such as the mob criminality that's basically enveloped shopping centers, major retail chains of just a group of people going in, smashing and grabbing and looting with no repercussions.
Yep.
And what we're seeing is obviously the district attorneys, whatever city attorney is in that jurisdiction, not charging these individuals. And then when there is a major crime, more often than not, those suspects are released with zero bail or a real low bail, and the ACLU is behind all of that bail reform nonsense. So these are some of the things that the ACLU has backed recently. One of them is opposing a law in Ohio to require those that masturbate in view or expose themselves to children to register as sex offenders. Or they're opposing a law in Nevada to increase the penalties for child sex crimes. We all know what the catastrophe Proposition 47 has been for California. It's basically, that is the one I refer to as the smash and grab theft that we're all witnessing on video. And so, what are we to do? The police are doing our jobs here. We're arresting the people to the degree that the reform laws that just passed allow us to. But when we arrest people, those criminals aren't being held accountable.
Exactly. The website is...
That's a travesty.
Absolutely. And the website for people to learn more about is ACLU-watch.com. You can even submit a case in case something is happening in your community, whether you're listening right now in Centralia or Bellevue. If you're noticing any of these cases that maybe need some bigger attention, you can go to ACLU-watch.com. www.ACLU.com and submit that case. It's a website that's powered and supported by a number of organizations, a number of police guilds or unions, San Jose Police Officers Associations behind this, the San Francisco Police Officers Association, LA, Seattle, San Diego, Sacramento, Las Vegas. And I'm assuming that that list is going to continue to grow because these are folks who are trying to fight the criminals that the ACLU is defending, and all of us are worse off because of it. Another thing that activists, ACLU or not, but activists have been involved in locally and nationally is getting school resource officers taken out of schools. And Mike Solon, who's the president of SPOG, you know this better than anyone. You know, when you've got an understaffed police force and there's, God forbid, an emergency on a campus, every second matters when, you know, you're hoping to get an officer to get to a scene of a crime. You can have people waiting up to 8 minutes, more than that, during an emergency. An SRO who's already on campus not only can respond quicker, but in a perfect world, they're the ones who disincentivize anyone from acting out. I've seen reports today and yesterday that SPD in South Seattle have been hanging out at schools because of violence. What could you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that a year ago we were banned by the Seattle Public School District from being on their campuses. This was a year ago, post-George Floyd.
Yep.
But now we've been ordered per the command staff to hang around and do heavy premise checks near schools. So to your point, today we saw five shootings, and one male, an adult, was a victim. There were two children that were victims, and one of them is a suspect. These all occurred on or near Seattle Public Schools property. And so to your point about the ACLU backing this, I mean, what they're doing is they've overstepped. They've lost their way. And the ultimate people that pay the price are the communities, because law enforcement has been basically handcuffed from doing their jobs. And we've been maligned and besmirched. And the ACLU is behind a lot of this radical bail reform agenda. And then what are we witnessing? We're witnessing an alarming spike in crime, not just in Seattle, but across the nation. Mm-hmm. And that's what this group of people that we belong with, the United Coalition of Public Safety, we launched ACLWatch.com. And I tell you, we're dedicated to standing up for victims, Jason. Cops are here to protect and serve. And I think it's the police that patrol these communities
100%.
Are the ones that can get a handle on this, as long as we're backed up by the prosecutors that need to hold these criminals accountable. This is about law and order and saving lives.
Again, the website is ACLU-watch.com. Go there now, bookmark it. Make sure you're submitting cases when you see them. Mike Solon, president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show.